everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Random Chatter. This is episode number 214. I am here with just Tim tonight. Tim, how are you?
I am doing well. We've had a very successful and exciting evening so far. And,
we have.
That's going to lead to a short show tonight.
It will. This will probably be a 20-minute show, I think, total.
Yeah.
Just because we're running late with some other stuff we had to do. And, you know, frankly, we are tired. You've been building armor all weekend long, and I worked today.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's good stuff. So more about the armor stuff. If you want to hear about that, check us out at Echo Base. Not this most recent episode, but earlier episodes, we're talking about our Mud Trooper build. We're both getting very excited. Time is getting very short before Celebration, which is happening in about 3 weeks.
And, yeah, it might as well be tomorrow, man.
I know. We got so much more. You're well ahead of me on the build so far. I got a lot more to do, but hopefully by the end of this week, I'll catch up to you and we'll be both on track. So,
oh, I'm sure.
We shall see. We just mentioned actually that we did record an episode. It's basically a crossover episode between both of our Star Wars shows, Echo Base and Outer Rim, kind of doing a Star Wars Celebration survival guide of sorts, where we are talking about our experiences, what to expect, kind of do's and don'ts. It's not an inclusive list of everything you need to watch out for, but it is kind of our experiences at cons, and hopefully people can learn from our experiences and have a much more enjoyable convention. So. Check out that one.
Yeah.
That's episode number 174 on Echo Base.
And that's probably like a part one of three, I think it'll end up being. So we kind of talked of some general con stuff in this one. We're going to talk some more con stuff in the next episode. And then once the schedule releases for Star Wars Celebration, we'll kind of, not like in granular detail, but we'll talk about the things that we're excited about. And we'll hit some of the highlights of the schedule. I think it's going to shake out to be three episodes, and you've got five hosts. It was a good time to talk about. It was great.
It was. It gets me more excited about the fact that this is coming up soon. Can't wait to get out there. I'm a little apprehensive. It's a new venue for us. I've never been out to Chicago before for anything really, work or play related. And just to, you know, once we get the under our belt of where things are and kind of lay the land, it'll be a lot more fun to participate. So I'm looking forward to that.
Totally.
Tim, what have you been up to watching lately?
Let's see. My wife and I went to go see Captain Marvel again.
Oh, good, good.
It was, and actually this experience was even better. Most theater chains now have like their premium cinema experience type of thing where like the screen is bigger, there's more sound, that kind of stuff. So they've, our cinema has been renovating, and so they have one of their one of the rooms right now is kind of all set up for this premium experience, and the sound is absolutely incredible. I mean, in the beginning of, you know, even before the movie starts and they do the whole Dolby sound thing, the chair vibrates, Lou.
Yeah,
it's just incredible. The screen is parabolic. It was awesome.
You know, I actually did the same thing. Sharon hadn't seen it with me the first time, and she wanted to, and I wanted to go back and see it again. And like you, I got to see it in a better theater the second time. The first time I just picked the timing that worked out best for me. Happened to be a 3D showing, which I wasn't real happy about, but I saw it on their bigger screen, better sound, and a better experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So not only because of that experience was it better, but I was also able, you know, a lot of times when you have a movie like this that just has so much, it's not necessarily overwhelming, but you're having to kind of take everything in, and sometimes you're not able to pay attention to the finer points and the details and that kind of stuff. So this time around was really able to do that. Like, I knew the soundtrack was really good. I was kind of paying attention this viewing, like, where they put songs, where they placed them relative to what was going on in the movie. And it just so brilliantly done, and other little details here and there. And after having had a chance to talk to people about the movie after the first viewing, and getting their impressions of it, and then going back and seeing it again, and kind of trying to look at some of the things through the things that they mentioned, was also great. So it's just terrific. It's an outstanding movie. The rest of what we've been consuming here has mostly been streaming stuff. So pounded through Castlevania, which is on Netflix. It's animated. Don't let that fool you. It is not safe for work. there are a lot of F-bombs strewn throughout. It is really, really well done. So it is it's hand-drawn animation. Really, really cool story. When I watched the first episode of it, I was a little iffy, but it's kind of one of those necessary first episodes that like goes back in time and they set up the whole story and some of the main characters. And then the second episode really properly starts things off. And I was sucked right in. The first season of it, I think, is only like 4 episodes, but then the second season is 10 or 12 episodes or something. Okay. Really, really great. Definitely highly recommend it. You know, loosely based, obviously, has some inspiration from the legendary video game Castlevania. And there's a lot of nods to the video game in it that you're like, oh, hey, I remember that weapon or I remember this thing. So really cool. A couple days ago, I started watching Love, Death, and Robots, which is a brand new thing on Netflix.
Okay.
This is also animated. This is also extremely not safe for work / small children / sensitive people. There's a lot of F-bombs. There is animated nudity and some other such things. And basically, this is, I think it's like 18 episodes in this season, and it's an anthology. So none of the episodes are related to each other. They're completely different. The animation's different. The stories are different. Characters are different, everything. And absolutely fascinating stuff. Some of them are very short, like 8 or 10 minutes long. Others are, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour long. Absolutely brilliant, like really cool social commentaries on things, cool adventure things, cool sci-fi, you know, alternate reality, alternate future kinds of things, post-apocalyptic things, just a whole mishmash of stuff.
Interesting.
Highly, highly recommend it. It is really cool. Really cool. And then last night, my wife reminded me that we have not yet watched the Jack Ryan series on Amazon.
Oh, you hadn't? Oh, wow.
And so we started last night and we got completely addicted to it, watched a bunch more episodes tonight, and we'll probably be finishing it up. I'm on the road most of the week this week. We'll probably finish it up next weekend. It's an incredible series. I'm completely blown away by it. Really, really excited.
It's
so
very quality well stuff. Done. Yeah, very well done.
Yeah.
I was a little apprehensive because I didn't really think we needed to have a new Jack Ryan, you know.
Yeah.
Vehicle, I guess. And I'm happy with it, though. I was really happy with that. Sharon liked it. We're looking forward to the next season of that. So
yeah. Oh, it's outstanding.
That'll be fun.
How about you?
I did mention I did see Captain Marvel again this past weekend. That was fun to see a second time. I have been trying to catch up on Game of Thrones for the next season coming out in April. I'm not sure I'm going to get there in time, but I'll be pretty close. I've been kind of powering through it and trying to catch up. And part of the problem was, I think I was in season 2, and my DVR, my cable company didn't decide to keep my progress. So I have no idea where I left off. Oh, man. So I'm trying to power through a lot of episodes I've seen before already, but it's actually a good refresher because it's been a couple of years since I had really watched them. So I'm having fun with that. And otherwise, I mean, Formula One came out this weekend again. So their 2019 season started. I did watch the Melbourne Grand Prix this weekend. A lot of fun to watch the cars go fast again. So that's been the extent of my viewing.
Awesome.
Let's see, box office updates this weekend. I guess nobody's surprised. Captain Marvel was in the lead again this weekend. I don't think that was a stretch for anybody to say it was going to be a second week at the top of the charts. It made $69 million this week for a total of $266 over 2 weeks. Wonder Park made $60 million its first week for number two spot. 5 Feet Apart made $13 million for its first week. How to Train Your Dragon was in number four spot at 9.3. Bringing its total to 135, and Madea Family Funeral made another $8.1 million, bringing its total to $59.1 million for fifth place. Anything strike you as being you know, good besides Captain Marvel this weekend that was a big number wise? I didn't actually take a look at anything on
box office. I was surprised with Wonder Park. It did, I think, better than expected. You know, the trailer for it looked okay, and I've seen some promotion for it. Mostly recently, like within the last week, really. Mm-hmm. Prior to the last week, I hadn't seen any promotion at all. So that did better than expected. No, that was expected to pull like maybe 11, 12 million. So for it to do 16.
So I think you're just saying it because you didn't pick that in the Fantasy Movie League, Tim. I think you're just trying to downplay the fact that it was a surprise or something. You know, I mean, some people picked it and did really well in Fantasy Movie League this week. But we'll get to that in a few minutes, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some people were smarter than me, I guess. 5 Feet Apart also performed above expectation, too. I think that was expected to be under 10 million and that pulled 13. So mm-hmm. That's pretty good. You know, I'm not surprised with How to Train Your Dragon or Madea's Family Funeral still hanging in there in the top five. That's all going to get shaken up this week with Us coming out, which is the big Peel film, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be like even more epic than, oh gosh, I forgot the name of the movie.
Now that you're saying it, I forgot it too. The horror one you did, right?
Yeah.
Get Out.
Yeah, why can't we think of it? Get Out. Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So this is Jordan Peele's second movie, and obviously Get Out did like incredible things, and no one expected it to do that well. I think Us is going to shake things up. I think it's going to take
the number one
position away from Captain Marvel in this coming week, and it's really going to move some things around. Captain Marvel still has a lot of staying power, so I'm not afraid of that. But
I'm not sure it's going to take the number one spot. I mean, what did Get Out do for its first week? And granted, this will probably do better than Get Out did. It did $33 million for its opening weekend.
It did 33. I would expect Us easily to take.
I'm thinking 50.
I'd even go higher. I'd say 55 or 60.
Really?
Captain Marvel in its third week, if it did 70 this week, is probably going to do
40 next week. Maybe, yeah. Yeah,
maybe 45. So, yeah, Us is definitely going to take the number one spot.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think Us is going to do that great, but I think it'll be a good fight between the two of them. So we shall see. But in other news, I mean, Captain Marvel is going over $760 million worldwide, which is great. I mean, I'm really happy this movie is performing as well as it is. So,
yeah. Yeah, I think it's awesome. I mean, crossing 750 globally in its second week, this thing.
Yeah.
It's going to hit a billion like really fast.
Yeah.
Potentially, I'd say in the next 7 to 10 days, it's going to cross that million mark. So that's where we're at with that.
Awesome. Let's see. So rest of the month, we have Dumbo and Unplanned coming out. So Dumbo's going to do really, really well. I'm not sure how well, but we'll see how that pans out. But that's been getting a lot of, you know, airtime on TV ads. And
yes.
Disney's really... you know, like we keep saying, wish Disney would have a good standout hit because they really need a good film pretty soon. Because I don't know.
Oh, totally.
All these flops they have. Let's see, in our movie draft, the winter draft, Fred has, you know, kind of secured a claw hold on first place with Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty close last week. And this week now with Captain Marvel, he's just shot up there even more. Carrie is still in second place. But
is there anybody that can catch Fred, do you think?
You know, I don't know who has Us. Us and Dumbo.
Yeah.
So I think it depends who has those.
That draft is coming to an end pretty soon. The end of the month is the end of this first draft. So we'll have to see. It'll be a few weeks afterward to see when Captain Marvel drops off the list and some big movies come out right at the end. They're going to have some staying power for a couple of weeks, so it'll be a while before we know. But we'll keep you guys updated on that one.
But we are working on planning our next movie draft, which is actually going to be next weekend.
Next weekend. Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to kind of wrangling you guys and trying to keep everybody under control.
Yes, you're the moderator because you won the winter or no,
the fall
movie draft. We're doing the winter one now. And then spring is the one that we're going to do next weekend. Yeah. So that'll be good. I expect to be there. And we'll have a full slate of hosts on there for you to deal with. So my apologies already.
I'm going to bring an air horn. just to warn you. See, in the audience draft. No, this can't be right. Tim is in first place.
Yes,
Tim, you're not audience. You can't be in the audience draft.
Hey, I didn't participate in the actual movie draft, so I became an audience member, and I'm now first in the audience draft. So we'll see how long that holds up. Chickafin is second. I kind of overtook her. She's been first place for quite a while. And then Stewart is a very distant third. And it drops off really fast after that. I think Chickafin
should get the win because you should not be allowed to participate in the audience draft when you're not audience. I'm just saying, I'm making a vote for her to win.
Wow. That's rough.
speaking of winning, Tim, Fantasy Movie League. I'm excited about this week's Fantasy Movie League, Tim.
Why is that, Lou?
Because I am in the lead. Not just this week, but I vaulted into first place overall in our league. Which I don't think I've ever been in first place.
No.
This is amazing.
You know what first place means, though, Lou, and having spent a good amount of my FML time in first place in the Random Chatter League.
What does that mean?
First place simply means that you have a target on you.
That's true.
That's all. That's all.
Well, you know, I mean, I did take a chance with Blunder Park. I kind of bumped it up and gave it a big of a boost, and it became, I think I took, what, 8 screens of it? No, 6 screens of it. And that's the best performer, so it just kind of vaulted me up into stratosphere. I'm kind of bummed, too, because I play a couple different leagues, and I had 2 picks that were like, I was kind of tossing, turning which way did I go, because the other movies in our league, what I put in... Captive State, I guess, and the best of the Perfect Cinema was with Medea and Alita, and I did that. That was my other one I was tossing and turning between. And I put that in my other league. I'm like, I could have had the Perfect Cinema in our league. But so I'm ahead.
You got it somewhere though. That's cool.
I did. So I'm ahead by 26,000 or 26 million this week. So I'm happy to. That put me right up there. Too bad this wasn't close to the end because. Now I've got 11 weeks to try to maintain this lead, which I'm sure I won't.
Yeah, it shot you up there. I mean, there's quite a gap between just for this week between you and Eric, who's in second place. Mm-hmm. And then there's just kind of a handful of us that are clustered together. I'm in third. Erasure actually has the same amount as me. I'm only third because my prediction for Captain Marvel was closer, was
better,
at least so far. And then Brian is in there and Chickafin is in there. So we're all clustered really close together. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow's update could change things pretty drastically. Could.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens with the Monday morning update, but right now it's funny cause usually we're a lot tighter overall. But with that surprise that Wonder Park gave me, I figured it was either be really good or really bad. It turned out to be really good, but I was at 114. You guys are all in the 80s. So it was a pretty big jump.
Good job.
Thank you. So not a lot of stuff to talk about in the news this week. We do have some exciting news about Marvel, though. I'm sure you guys have already talked about this on Guardians of the MCU. Or at least
they will be tomorrow night.
There you go. James Gunn has been hired back by Disney for Guardians 3.
Woohoo!
This is great. Very exciting. People have been kind of clamoring for this for the last... When's happened last year sometime, right? So the last 6-7 months. And people couldn't understand why Disney made the decision they did and why they won't go back on it when the fan support for him is so huge.
Yeah.
And I do kind of question why Disney waited so long, why they made the decision now. Did they feel that it dropped down enough in fervor that we can bring him back in and it won't be a huge news event? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that was part of it, but I think also they had I mean, it's fairly public that they had made the offer of directing Guardians 3 to several other directors, including Taika Waititi, who did Thor Ragnarok. And a lot of us were very much in favor of, if James Gunn did in fact have to be replaced, Taika Waititi would be a great pick for it, mm-hmm. because as evident from Ragnarok, he understands comedy, he understands sci-fi, he understands how all of that stuff needs to come together, and he would have done phenomenally well with it. The job was apparently offered to him, and afterwards, he actually took to social media. So he put it out there publicly saying, hey, I was offered the chance to direct this movie. I turned it down because this is Jim Gunn's movie.
Interesting.
So, you know, I think with Disney going after, they obviously wanted good directors, reputable directors who could pull this off. But in doing so, also ended up with a slate of directors that have a certain camaraderie and a certain morality mm-hmm. to them.
Right.
Who are going to say, no, you know what? What you did is wrong. This movie rightfully should be directed by James Gunn. You're using his script, by the way. And thanks. I'd love the opportunity, but no thanks.
Yeah.
And I think eventually Disney kind of succumbed to that and realized, look, the only chance that we have of getting a director to do this is to probably go to a lower level of director who would say yes. And that lower level of director isn't going to do as well of a job. So that's what I think happened. And we'll probably never know, but that's my take.
No, but it does make a lot of sense when you think about it in those terms. I mean, the Hollywood community is pretty tight knit. Everybody knows at least, you know, where people come from and how things are happening. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you can support somebody else, that's the right decision for you. I think that's a great thing. So
totally.
But all in all, having James Gunn back to do this movie is, I think, a huge plus in my book. And I am excited for Guardians 3 now.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing we have in the news, really, we already talked about a little bit. Captain Marvel crosses that $750 million mark globally in just its second week. Tim, where does that put it in terms of fastest to 750? Did anybody talk about that?
You know, I'm not sure. Knowing that we were going to have a shorter episode here, yeah. I didn't do a whole lot of digging with that. But it's definitely, I think, on pace with, at least in terms of other MCU movies, it's on pace with other Avengers films, Black mm-hmm. Panther, those, you know, higher rating films. So it's doing incredibly, incredibly well.
To say here, global cumulative number of 760, that number already surpasses 10 previous MCU films globally.
Wow.
And will soon top Guardians of the Galaxy, which was 773, to become mm-hmm. the 10th highest grossing movie worldwide in the MCU. That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Tim, you've got here Alan Tudyk is voicing Iago in Aladdin.
Iago.
Oh, Iago. Sorry. I never saw the original Aladdin, all of it.
Ah, okay.
And I don't know the star. I was never a big, you know, fan of that. So, you know, but interesting.
Iago is the parrot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So in the first Aladdin film, he was voiced by, who's the really annoying guy? He did the Affleck.
Oh, is that Gilbert Gottfried? Was he the one?
Yes, Gilbert Gottfried.
I remember the character now. Yep. Yep. Oh, that's cool, man. Alan Tudyk doing voice work is, to me, a win in anybody's book, because he's just a great voice absolutely. Actor.
It surprises me that this is announced so late, particularly considering, I mean, Aladdin is, I think all their production is essentially done and they're kind of in post-production, which, I mean, it's a little bit different for animated work because it's the voice stuff, but still all the parts for Iago were written, they were, quote, shot, they were drawn. So he's in there, and a lot of times they will match kind of the facial aspects of the actor to the character, which even though it's a parrot, I mean, still it can still be done to an extent. It just surprised me that this is such a late addition to the cast, but it's Alan Tudyk, who, you know, a lot of us know from really terrific things that he's done and been in. We're all big fans. So it's cool that he's going to be part of this. And have you seen the new trailer for Aladdin?
I have.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It you know, the first trailer left me a little cold, thinking, you know, you didn't really give us anything. This wasn't really a trailer. This was a teaser at best.
Yeah.
But this is definitely good.
And I'm excited about the fact that, at least from what we see in the trailer, that Genie starts off blue and then goes to black. He goes to
Will Smith.
Will Smith's actual skin color.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it kind of seems that, like, okay, we do this special effect up front, but then it's very apparent that.
Well, I'm wondering if it's a case of when it's Will Smith,
like needing to be in public.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not showing off as the genie. He's, I need to pass as a real human, so I'm going to take on this, you know, Will Smith persona character. I guess I'll look like him. That's a good thing to look like. So,
yeah. So that's kind of my guess as to what they do. So, I mean, maybe they go a little bit back and forth with it. But I'm happy. I think if that's the way that they're doing it, I think that's the right way to go. Because I understand the want and desire for them to have Genie be blue, because that's kind of their trademark for Genie. But also I think it's a bit of a disservice to Will Smith if the character is not black, and it just makes sense. So I'm cool with it. I think it's great.
Yeah, no, I think it's awesome. Okay. Well, as promised, this is a short show. We're actually a little over what we thought we were going to be. We're at 26 minutes already. So
time
to wrap this up, and we got to get this closed up. Got to get this done. We appreciate everybody listening to us even on this short show. If you have any feedback for us, the best thing to do is send us an email. Randomchatter@randomchatter.com is the best way to get a hold of all of us. You can find us online on Twitter. We are Random Chatter. You can find me on Twitter at Luke Skywalker, Skywalker without the E. Tim, where can we find you?
At Qui-Gon Tim. That's Tim with two M's.
And do you have Lizzie's offhand?
It's TWT about Lizzie.
Nice. You also find us on Instagram. We do have a Random Chatter account there. I think, Tim, you've been posting on it a little bit about your Mud Trooper stuff, haven't you? Or is that more on Force Chatter?
I've been putting that on the Random Chatter Instagram.
Good. Yeah, I did see some things up there. I couldn't remember which account it was.
Yep. But
awesome.
Certainly find all of our shows and other information over at randomchatter.com. We appreciate you spreading the word about us to folks and leaving us reviews wherever it is you might find us. We also appreciate any financial support by way of Patreon. So if you like the things that we do, financial contributions certainly help us to keep doing that and paying the bills that we have to pay. You can head over to randomchatter.com/Patreon to find out information about that. And we also would like you to join us over in our Discord community. Go to randomchatter.com/Discord. You can join our public lobby and our show channels for free. Or if you're a Patreon contributor, you get access to all of our channels in Discord. And we greatly appreciate your contributions.
And of course, the music you hear in the podcast is The Perfect Heist by Blue Stolly. That brings us to the end of the episode. Thanks for listening, folks. And we'll come back at you guys in about a week.
Awesome.